You're listening to SBS News.
Article 1. All human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act towards one another in a spirit of brotherhood.
The Universal Declaration of Human Rights is an international document that states human rights are to be enjoyed by all people, no matter who they are or where they live. It was adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in Paris on the 10th of December 1948.
In favour of adoption, 48. Against adoption, none. Abstentions, 8. So that we reach the stage, gentlemen, in which by an enormous vote and without in any direct opposition, this Assembly has adopted this very important declaration.
Australia played a key role. It was one of the 8 nations involved in drafting the document. And the head of Australia's delegation to the UN, Dr. H.V. Evatt, known as Doc Evatt, was president of the General Assembly when the document was adopted.
Millions of people, men and women and children, all over the world, many miles from Paris and New York, will turn for hope and guidance and inspiration to this document.
Before the Second World War, it was thought countries were sovereign nations, that what went on within their borders was up to them. But after the conflict, it was decided international standards were needed. The deputy director of the Kasten Centre for Human Rights at Monash University Law School, Professor Paula Gerber, describes the declaration as a rulebook for life.
Every sporting code, soccer, netball, cricket, they all have rules that they live by, that they play by. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights is really the rulebook for society, for global society, which we all must abide by.
Article 3. Everyone has the right to life, liberty, and security of person. Article 4. No one shall be held in slavery or servitude.
The declaration includes civil and political rights, such as the right to life, freedom, free speech, and privacy. It also includes economic, social, and cultural rights, such as the right to welfare, housing, and healthcare. Countries aren't legally required to comply with the declaration, but Professor Gerber says the document has informed attitudes and contributed to behind-the-scenes negotiations and actions that have helped protect people's rights.
International law is not like domestic law. There's not a police force that you can go to enforce the law and arrest people who break the law. International human rights law requires on the cooperation and the consent of nations to be bound by it. And this document has withstood the test of time. People still revere it and respect it. And so I think that what I'd say is that nations do have generally a lot of goodwill towards this document and are willing to abide by it, but there's certainly lots of areas for improvement.
One of those areas for improvement, she says, concerns Article 14.
Article 14 says everyone has the right to seek asylum in another country if they're being persecuted. And I don't think that is informing the Australian government's position on dealing with asylum seekers and refugees. There is this demonising of asylum seekers. They're referred to as illegals, as queue jumpers, and that's simply wrong. They have a right to seek asylum if they're being persecuted.
Co-chair of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples, Jackie Huggins, says 70 years after the adoption of the Declaration, human rights are still not universal.
In terms of our country, we still have a very long way to go. Aboriginal people are still not being heard or listened to.
She says higher rates of incarceration, domestic violence, unemployment and housing shortages in Indigenous communities than in non-Indigenous communities show there's not a common standard of care and protection for all people in Australia. She says governments need to make changes.
Governments need to act and implement the wishes of the community, but also knowing that most communities, community-controlled organisations, and our institutions have the solutions, so they need to listen to our people.
Professor Paula Gerber believes Australia has also fallen short implementing Article 26.
Article 26. Everyone has the right to education. education shall be free, at least in the elementary and fundamental stages.
It states that education should strengthen respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms.
Even though it's in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most translated document in the world, our children aren't learning about it. It's not part of our curriculum.
Professor Gerber would like every child in Australia to be given a copy of the Declaration to study it and live by it.
We can't expect to have a human rights respecting culture if people don't know about their human rights. The first step towards ensuring that rights are respected is that people know about them.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.